All right. You know what time it is. It's your favorite political innovator, David Washington. It's the David Washington Show. Hey, broadcasting from sunny Florida, Central Florida, Baldwin Park, Orlando. Okay, let's get to it. About a week ago, in the Orlando Sentinel, Steve Limangelo wrote an article about concerns with the Supervisor of Elections, Glenn Glazine's office, and its petition certification process. Certification officially ends June 14th at noon. However, if you're trying to qualify for office like County Commissioner, Supervisor of Elections, State House, State Senate, you need to have your petitions in by a certain time, usually about a month before when qualifying officially ends. Why is this? Well, from my understanding, it's a long process in counting the petitions and certifying the petitions, and therefore you have a nice window. If there are any concerns about the petitions, you can correct them, or you pay the fee. So, Steve Limangelo wrote this article. He interviewed several individuals. And the individuals that were quoted in the article, I know. I personally know some of them. I personally spoke to all of them in one fashion or another, whether as a friendly hello, maybe because I know them from past experiences, or as actually their campaign consultant. And there's so many things I just want to unravel here. You know, have my Zurinar really come out in this particular issue. Because, you know, first of all, let's start with the Orlando Sentinel. The article was disingenuous at best, malicious at worst. Because number one, they have intimate knowledge of how this article all came together. And it seems like there was this was a hit piece. That, plain and simple, a hit piece. And I'm very, very disappointed by that, because I had hope that Orlando Sentinel, the newspaper, would be more balanced, because I'm hearing it from my conservative colleagues that, you know, you can't trust what the Sentinel's doing. You can't trust what they write. You can't trust their reporters. You can't trust their endorsements. And you want to know something? After this incident with this particular article by Steve Limangelo, I tend to agree. I am very disappointed and disheartened by the facts of this particular issue. That, number one, my personal professional experience with the Supervisor of Elections office, whether it's Supervisor Glazine or Supervisor Cowles, the petition certification process has been consistently the same. It has. I remember my very first campaign that we were collecting petitions for. And I was just starting my first political consulting firm, Myers in Washington. And I'm like, okay, we got this. We got time. We're collecting our petitions. But I didn't ask the right questions. I did not fully read and understand the protocols. And I learned that we needed our petitions to be into the supervisor's office much more time before we actually submitted them. And it cost my candidate a lot of money to qualify because we came up short with the petitions, thinking that we had enough time to collect them. That's just how it is. That's just the nature of the beast. We suffered. Luckily, my candidate went on to win and is, you know, now an elected. However, that was an embarrassing moment because I did not do my due diligence in learning what the facts were in regards to qualifying by petition. One of the quoted individuals in Limagello's article is the former Democratic Party here in Orange County, the Orange County Democratic Party chair of 4 years, longtime member, complaining about the protocol. He did his only test. He did a test, whatever it was, of the turnaround on the finding out what petitions were certified, which I don't know what the fuck he did. But for him to complain, being the former chair, and knowing that this process has always been in place with the prior supervisor of elections, again, disingenuous at best. It's another candidate, Seth Eyman. He's running for a state's attorney. And we interviewed, if you go into our network, you'll find that we interviewed candidate Seth Eyman for You Can't Make This Shit Up. And afterwards, off record, off camera, we chat, you know, we have a conversation with our guests, and we learned that, you know, Seth has had a, or I don't know what it is now, he has to really talk to us, but he had a consulting firm from out of state, I think California or something like that. And we kind of looked at him, it's like, why? And we told him, you know, elections are local. And what you're trying to do, be elected as state's attorney of Judicial Circuit 9, but you have a company from out of state running your campaign, you're going to miss some things. You're going to miss a lot of things. And this particular race is not just some race. This is a very important, high-profile race. You got some yahoos from out of state? Good luck with that. We ran into Seth a number of times, you know, talked to him at our county watch meetings that we're members of, and, you know, ask him how things are. It just seemed like he was just stuck in mud with the campaign. Well, you know, Seth's people didn't know the protocols at the supervisor of elections office, and guess what? He fell short of qualifying by petition because the supervisor of elections didn't tell him what the protocol was. No. Now you can't hang that on them. No. This is on you. It is what it is. And then there's Nate Douglas, a young man that I spoke to his team when he first launched, and, you know, gave him a little bit of the insight, political insight that I'm aware of, and talked about, you know, getting on top of your petitions and making sure you have them at a certain time, and some other things, campaign finance reporting and fundraising. We talked a lot, and you say, hey, if you need some insiders, some things, just don't hesitate to call. And, you know, it was a really cool conversation. Great social media presence, horrible execution, and getting qualified by petition. He came up 200 short. We had this conversation. I had this conversation with your team. And then, in full transparency, I have to tell you that one of the commentators was our client, Kelly Simrock, for Orange County Commission. And we represent her campaign. And of course, I take this very seriously, incredibly serious. And her comments were disheartening, because to some extent, she's saying there was just misinformation. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second, misinformation? That's not what I reported in our brief, in our weekly briefings. As a matter of fact, I had contact often with the supervisor of elections office. They were quite friendly and very accommodating. I call. They pick up. Got connected to the person who was in charge of the petitions and got my answers. One of the campaign surrogates. If she wasn't calling daily, she was calling every other day and got who she needed to talk to and got the information. I had no concern that the supervisor of elections office, the whole office, were responding appropriately and with the right information. I let Kelly and the campaign know, hey, we need to qualify and we need to step up our efforts. We used the tools and resources that we had. I say, hey, we need to jack up our goal of an additional 600 petitions towards the end there. Guess what? Kelly Simrod for Orange County Commissioner, District 5, qualify and qualify with a margin of over 200 petition signatures. It worked. It happened. We got qualified. Where the miscommunication was, I don't understand. I don't know where. But I do have to say, in defense, Supervisor of Elections, Glenn Glazine, and his entire office, as I've stated before, as chairman of Orange County Watch, Supervisor, I applaud you and your team for a job well done, for the communication and the transparency coming from out of your office. Please do not mistake this as duplicity from the campaign work that we do or mixed messages. However, as a political consultant with a great deal of integrity in this community, I must tell you the truth. I gotta tell you all, it's been a week since this article's come out. There's some more to this that I'll discuss when we do a postmortem of the campaign, a case study, which will probably be under, you know, behind the paywall. And we do postmortems on all of our campaigns, and we document what happened, what could have happened, what did happen, what could we do better, so that we know how to improve. And the same for this year's campaigns. But I told you, and you know, I had to, I had to bring it down. I had to calm down, get it together, take the emotion out of it. But I tell you, it wasn't easy. Zurinar is coming out. The Chicago politics in me is coming out. That's when things get really good. Very good. But hey, you know, I hope you enjoy this segment of the David Washington Show. Hopefully I kept it all together, you know, more facts than feelings. And please, if you like what you hear or see or both, please comment. I love to engage with you all in our comments. And if you all get the Zurinar reference, put a baseball bat emoji in the comments, okay? To let me know that you get it, all right? Again, this is the David Washington Show. I love what I do. I hope you enjoy what you hear. I love this. I love this a lot. And, you know, we enjoy doing our content, and I'm going to try and be more consistent with the David Washington Show and give you what you crave, a little bit more of that political insider information, a little bit more of the secret sauce. Just a little. We got to save that for the countertop politics. I love what I do. We got some great, great shows coming up. Oh my goodness. If y'all really, really knew, some really great shows. So again, please comment. Love to hear what you have to say. Bring your facts, not your feelings. Share with all your friends who are into politics, those politicals that you know, influencers, electeds, candidates. Everyone can learn a little bit something. As a matter of fact, one of my future clients has been watching the show, and that client said it came to you because of your podcast. And that client was quoting a lot of the things that I've been saying. So, you know, this is great. This is great. Thank you, community Ubuntu. I love what I do, and I'd love to see you the next time. This is the David Washington Show. We're out of here.